I walked into the room that first day in 1974. And I couldn't believe it. There's guys in headdresses. There's like 15 cops and 14 soldiers and all these guys in motorcycle leather. And I'm thinking, what the hell kind of audition is this? And why did they tell me to bring a youth? I'll never forget the first thing Alexander ever said to me.
What am I doing with all these army things on?
And then, and Jeff was confused too.
A cowboy outfit? I hate cowboys.
I think Glenn was almost angry at his costume.
Oh, I was in full leather and felt overdressed.
And so, we all sat there patiently as everybody auditioned. And that was back, you know, right before Elvis made his untimely departure. And everybody was doing Elvis imitations. And I'll never forget it. We all sat there watching one after the other get up there and do their Elvis tunes. And some of them, frankly, were just a little unusual. I mean, these guys...
One, two.
The Jewish Elvis was...
not a hound dog, just cocking all the time. You're nothing but a hound dog, just cocking all the time. You never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Yeah, you said you were high class, but that was just a lie.
Get the hook.
You said you was high class.
Get the hook.
But that was just a lie. You ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Hit it, boys!
So we were sitting there. I was shocked because I was planning on, like, kind of doing an Elvis tune, too. And when this guy came up there, and he was up there in his Elvis outfit and full Hasidim with payas hanging, and it was unbelievable. I thought, this Elvis craze has gone far enough. until I saw Yokomoto Elvis up. And this, I think, was totally out of place as an Elvis impersonator.
Well, what's the mightiest hole? What's wrong with me? I'm it's in Reichel Bullen, no, that's me. I'm proud to say, see my barrel cup, I'm in Rovo. I'm also Gabo.
Get the hook, get the hook.
So, you know, I'm looking at Glenn. He's looking at me like, what is this, the audition from hell? When I get a hold of my agent, I am going to put both my hands around his throat and squeeze him. And then the third Elvis imitator came up, and this was unbelievable. It was a guy in full jack boots with a swagger stick, a German uniform on. And he looked at the crowd not to please, but to intimidate.
Laugh, me tender. Laugh, me sweet. Take me to your heart.
Easy, Mr. Waldheim. There's been reunification, haven't you heard?
Oh, you have made my life complete. And we were never apart. Love me tender.
All right, All right, dear Fritz, that's enough of you. So anyway, I got up there and I did my song, and I had another song planned, but you know, since I've known you guys, I've discovered something unusually sweet that you may want to sample. I don't know your status now, whether or not you've all taken brides, but since we were together, I discovered the tastiest of all treats, the bearded clam. Now, when you guys were in Baltimore, I'm sure if you ask around, you can find out a little bit about it. I know you try to keep your weight down because you're very athletic, but let me tell you something. You dine on the bearded clam, it don't put an ounce on you. Matter of fact, it's easy because you can eat it again and again. And on top of that, it never goes bad. It'll get a little rank every now and then. But it never goes bad. What you do is you start eating it slow. It's always the best way. But you'll find, in spite of yourself, you'll pick up the pace. And you start getting a little frantic about it. But the great thing about it is you can eat it time and time again. So it never wears out. And once you develop the craving, you'll be back. You'll lie to your best friend for it. You'll turn your back on your daddy. You cheat, you steal. You'll do anything you can to get it. So may I suggest tonight that you guys pass on the linguine and clam sauce and search for the most savory treat of all, the bearded clam. And let me tell you a little bit about it. Put your hands together with me, and I'll describe your dinner for tonight. everybody gather round. Listen to that sloshy sound. Grab the first one on your reach and do some lapping on the beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bearded clam, bearded clam. Grab your favorite baby by the gland. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Get down with some bearded clam. You will make her heart go spin as your face goes down and in. That moon ain't gonna last all night, so grab her cheeks and squeeze them tight. Bearded clam, bearded clam. Grab your favorite baby by the gland. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Get down with some bearded clam.
Oh, man, you gotta develop a taste for it. You know, it's like... it's like the first cigarette you ever smoked. It gagged you, right? You thought, the first time you ever took a drink of scotch, right? You nearly choked. Your eyes ran. Same with this thing. Reverend, come here a second here, Reverend, and I want to show you something. Miss, would you come here? Okay. Reverend, take a sniff of that thing.
Yay! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Huh?
Amen.
I'm telling you, at first, you know, you might be a little nonplussed. But as time goes by, you look at it as an old friend. Always wait. So, I thought maybe we could add this to the set. I don't know if you... see, I got all my Elvis moves down, but I get the feeling you guys don't... see, left hand on the hip, right hand pointing up, the John Travolta... nobody does that anymore. I tell you, always a day late and a dollar short.
Everybody's gotta eat.
Listen to
them lapping sweet. Ain't you glad that you found out what bearded clam is all about? Bearded clam, bearded clam. Grab your favorite baby by that clam. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Get down with some bearded clam.
What, pelvic thrust?
Bearded clam.
Squeeze.
Get down with some bearded clam.
Yuck.
Get down.
What do you mean, yuck?
Yuck.
Oh, God.
Yuck. I guess some things never change.
Still as tasteless as ever.
It's the Friday Fun Fest.
We were all shook up, weren't you? DC 101.